An untitled Merlin fic by Srin, starring Gwen and Merlin with breasts, rated R. The fact that it's Gwen who walks in rather than Gaius, or worse yet, Arthur, is, Merlin suspects, the only good thing that has or is likely to happen to him today. "Merlin, the prince has been," Gwen begins, and then she actually looks at him. "What happened to your chest?" She seems vaguely embarrassed by the bluntness of the question, but does not actually take it back, which, given the circumstances, is probably fair.
"I have breasts," Merlin wails, finally giving voice to the thought that has been repeated over and over again in his brain since consciousness first took hold of him. "Well, yes, I can see that," Gwen tells him, in a voice which is entirely too matter-of-fact for the situation. "How did you get breasts?" "I don't know." "Of course you don't," Gwen says, in her, "Oh, I see we're pretending I don't know about your magic" voice.
"No, I really, really don't," Merlin objects. I wasn't not doing any of those things I don't do. I just woke up like this." "Maybe you didn't do it in your sleep," Gwen suggests. "Why would I not give myself breasts? I don't want breasts. Breasts are, they're..." He falters at Gwen's thoroughly unimpressed expression. "Breasts are great on girls. I like them fine on girls. You're a girl, and yours are lovely. I mean, not that I've seen your breasts personally, but as far as I can tell from here, with you wearing clothes, they're lovely. But these aren't... they aren't... Oh God, what if these belong to someone?" "What? What if these belong to someone? What if I've stolen someone's breasts? What if they're Morgana's breasts?" "Those aren't Morgana's breasts." "How do you know?" "Take off your shirt." "What?" "If you want me to tell you with absolute certainty that you don't have Morgana's breasts, take off your shirt," Gwen says, struggling to keep her expression neutral. She isn't sure what she's doing exactly, but then again, Merlin has breasts, so really she shouldn't be expected to behave entirely logically. Merlin stares at her for a moment, and she stares back, neither of them quite breathing, and then he takes off his shirt. "Those aren't Morgana's breasts," Gwen repeats a moment later. "They're very nice breasts, full and heavy and tipped with tight pink nipples that are begging to be sucked on, but they aren't Morgana's. Gwen would know. She keeps looking at them, though, just to be sure." "Okay," Merlin says. He doesn't put his shirt back on. "Is anything else different?" Gwen asks after a moment. "I mean, is it just the breasts, or..." Merlin's eyes go very wide, and his hands fly instantly to his crotch. Gwen would laugh, except the sudden motion of his arms makes his breasts sway, and that's a little distracting. A little more than a little distracting, if she's honest. It shouldn't be. Merlin is a man. Merlin with breasts should be ridiculous, and it is, but at the same time, there's something strangely alluring about the sight of him like this. Unexpected soft curves slotted in between the sharp lines of his collarbones and the sharper lines of his flat stomach and narrow, thoroughly unfeminine hips. No, Merlin says, slowly removing his hands from his groin. "I think it's just the breasts." "That's a relief," Gwen says. "For you, I mean. It's not as though I have any vested interest in your... And anyway, you certainly don't need one to enjoy yourself. I mean, general you, not you. Gwen. "Yes?" "You're staring at my breasts." "You're not wearing a shirt," Gwen counters. "No," Merlin agrees. And then, looking speculative and a little nervous, he adds, "I've shown you mine." "What? Oh, you want me to show you my..." "It would only be fair," he says, tilting his head down to peek at her through his eyelashes. "But yours are temporary. Mine are a permanent fixture." "I'll show you my permanent fixture, too, if you like." "Merlin!" "Sorry," he says, blushing and dropping his gaze immediately. Gwen considers for all of about 2 seconds, and then she goes to the door, locks it, and says, "Well, are you going to help me with these laces or not?" Merlin makes a face like he's about to start apologizing, but then his brain catches up with his muscles, and he just nods. He helps her unlace her bodice, his fingers shaking a little, and then she shrugs out of it and tugs off her dress. And then there they are, Merlin in his trousers and Gwen in her drawers, and both of them studying each other's breasts. "I think mine are bigger," Merlin says after a moment. "You are such a man," Gwen huffs, and Merlin grins at her, that big blinding grin that invades from his mouth and conquers his entire face in no time at all. "Yours really are nice, though. They're, perkier? Mine sort of sag," he says, cupping them in his palms and lifting them a bit. Gwen swallows, her throat suddenly very dry. "It isn't a contest, Merlin," she manages after a moment. "Right," he says. He takes his hands away, but in the process one of his thumbs brushes his nipple, and she can see the shiver that follows. "More sensitive than you're used to?" Gwen asks. Yeah. Gwen, what are we doing?" "What do you want us to be doing?" she asks, because she doesn't quite trust herself to give a real answer. Says Merlin. "Can I touch you?" Gwen blurts out finally, because someone has to take the initiative here, and apparently Merlin's boldness stops at making juvenile remarks about what's fair. "Yeah," Merlin agrees, quiet and a bit breathless. So she does, steps up close to him, and skims her fingers lightly around the curve of one of his breasts, then continues, circling in tighter, and finally rubs her thumb firmly over his nipple. He shudders, so she does it again, flicks at the little nub again and again, fascinated by the strength of his reaction, until he makes a muffled moaning sound and catches her wrist. She looks up then, meets his eyes, dark, needy, and he says, "Can I kiss you?" She nods, and he pulls her in, and suddenly her senses are a mess of contrasts. The familiar feeling of Merlin's arms tight around her, coupled with the strangeness of breasts crushed against hers. A familiar feeling in its own right, but not in this context. The taste of his chapped lips, not entirely unknown, but not the same either. Not now that he's licking into her mouth with clear intent. She's dizzy with it, but not so dizzy that she doesn't think to slide a hand up between their bodies and pinch the nipple she'd neglected before. He gasps and draws her in more tightly, and it's clear he has no idea what to do with his hands, no idea what to do even with the breasts that aren't his own, but that's all right. He'll catch on. Merlin turns his head after a while to pant into her neck and press wet, messy kisses to her throat. She lets him, briefly, and then ducks down and sucks the peak of his breast between her lips and revels in the way his body jerks under her touch. At some point, they will have to address the fact that Gwen came here in the first place because Arthur was demanding Merlin's presence. At some point, they will have to address the fact that Merlin has breasts and is insistent that he didn't do it himself. At some point, they will also have to address the fact that Gwen's so wet she can feel the moisture between her thighs, and the fact that Merlin's erection is obvious, even through his loose trousers. For the moment, though, Gwen's content to lap at his nipples and palm the weight of his breasts and listen to his noises, while he clutches at her shoulders and mumbles something inarticulate about seeing if he can't keep the sensitivity when he puts himself back to normal. And she's right, he does catch on, very quickly. The end.